From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Erdogan declares state of emergency in a move that paves the way for further purging of his opponents. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan declared a state of emergency in Turkey after a coup attempt on Friday failed to topple him and his government. The state of emergency will be in place for a period of 3 months, Erdogan announced in a television address on Wednesday night that followed marathon meetings, first with his National Security Council and later with his cabinet. Defense ministers from more than 30 countries have reviewed and agreed upon the next steps for taking on the Islamic State terror group and its final strongholds. Following the counter-Islamic State meeting at Joint Base Andrews outside of Washington, D.C., Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said the coalition's next moves will culminate in seizing control of Mosul, the major IS hub in Iraq, and Raqqa, the terror group's self-proclaimed capital in Syria. Elsewhere in Washington, John Kerry hosted an Iraq donor conference. He says ISIS is on the run, referring to the terrorist organization by its Middle Eastern pejorative.
There is nobody at this table who would argue that the momentum hasn't shifted. It has shifted. And Daesh has been driven out of almost half the territory that once occupied in Iraq.
He says, however, that for people wishing to return to their homes, there continue to be obstacles.
But there are extraordinary dangers in that going back, because refrigerators, closets, beds, rooms have been left with IEDs. And a significant number of people in the hundreds, multiple hundreds, have lost their lives simply in the act of trying to go back into their home.
The Secretary of State is hoping that the meeting would raise at least $2 billion for the war-torn country. This is VOA News. Iran's vice president and head of the country's Atomic Energy Organization responded on Wednesday to the leak of a document which revealed that restrictions on Iran's nuclear program will ease years earlier than previously thought. Speaking live on state TV, Ali Akbar Sahlaki said Iran had requested world powers not to make it public. He says, we requested that the world powers keep Iranian nuclear industry's long-term plan confidential. We had an agreement with the five permanent members of the UN plus Germany, too, on their collaboration with us in this plan. This plan was not supposed to be made public. If they want to do so, we won't have any problem, but we do not approve of making our long-term nuclear program public. A new study shows daily intake of an antiretroviral pill can virtually eliminate the risk of getting HIV. Now, the study is being hailed at the International AIDS Conference in South Africa. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Durban.
Scientists are optimistic about a study that showed great success in preventing the spread of HIV through regular use of antiretroviral drugs. Pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, is a key topic at this week's AIDS conference. Hetero Drugs Limited is an Indian pharmaceutical company that specializes in generic drugs. Hetero International Marketing Manager Rahul Lande describes how PrEP works.
So basically it is advised that a person who is at risk of developing HIV should take 2 pills before the intercourse and 2 pills within 24 to 48 hours after the intercourse. So, and the success rates for these studies are showing like 97% success.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Durban, South Africa.
According to a study unveiled at the conference, people who took a pill containing antiretroviral drugs each day, often the same pill that HIV-positive people take, showed extremely low rates of HIV transmission. Germany's top security official said that the country's investigation so far into an attack on passengers aboard a regional train in Bavaria indicates the suspect acted alone. Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière told reporters in Berlin on Wednesday, it appears that the 17-year-old Afghan asylum seeker who was shot and killed by police after wounding 5 in the axe and knife attack was radicalized by watching online propaganda. De Maizière said that a video of the suspect that was posted by the Islamic State group is authentic and seems to be a classic farewell video of a suicide attacker. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.